Norway news via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Poland's leader on Sunday warned against more possible migrant pressures on the European Union's border with Belarus, this time coming from Afghanistan and Uzbekistan. The prime minister spoke in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, following talks with Lithuanian's prime minister about ways of solving the very difficult situation at the borders of the EU members with Belarus. He was on a one-day tour of meetings with the prime ministers of EU members Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, which have also been hit by the migrant pressures. All leaders stressed the need for acting jointly and said the border crisis created by Belarus has strengthened their cooperation. Tens of thousands of people demonstrated through central Brussels on Sunday to protest reinforced COVID restrictions imposed by the Belgian government to counter the latest spike in coronavirus cases. Many among the police estimate of 35,000 at the rally had already left for home when the demonstration descended into violence as several cars and setting garbage bins ablaze were smashed. Police responded with tear gas and water cannon and sought to restore order at dusk, or as dusk settled on the Belgian capital. Three police officials and one demonstrator were injured in the clashes. In addition, 42 protesters were detained and two were arrested and charged in the violent spree that followed the march. That's according to a police spokesperson. An SUV driver sped through a police line and into a parade of Christmas marchers on Sunday in Wisconsin, and hitting more than 20 adults and children. This is VOA News. Two of 17 members of a missionary group who were kidnapped more than a month ago have been freed in Haiti and are safe and in good spirits and being cared for. That's according to their Ohio-based church organization on Sunday. Christian Aid Ministries issued the statement saying it could not give the names of those released, why they were freed, or any other information. The missionaries were kidnapped by the 400 Mawozo gang on October 16th. There are five children in the group of 16 U.S. citizens and one Canadian, including an eight-month-old. Their Haitian driver also was abducted, according to a local human rights organization. Sudan's deposed prime minister signed a deal with the military on Sunday that will see him reinstated almost a month after a military coup put him under house arrest. According to the deal signed Sunday, the military will also release government officials and politicians arrested since the October 25th coup. The country's top general, Abdel Fattah Burhan, said that Abdullah Hamdok will lead an independent technocratic cabinet until elections can be held. The coup, more than 2 years after a popular uprising, forced the removal of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir, and his Islamist government has drawn international criticism. The Australian government is expecting 200,000 vaccinated foreign students and skilled workers will soon return without quarantining when the country further relaxes pandemic restrictions next week. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says that from December 1st, students, skilled workers, and travelers on working vacations will be allowed to land at Sydney and Melbourne hospitals without needing to seek exemptions from a travel ban. He says he expects 200,000 students and skilled workers to arrive by January. Vaccinated citizens of Japan and South Korea will also be allowed and without quarantining, as well as people on humanitarian visas. But the government has yet to decide when general tourists will be allowed to return. Libya's interim prime minister filed a request Sunday to run for president, despite being barred from elections next month under the current rules. The prime minister, Abdul Hamid Dibeba, is meant to leave the country until a winner is declared following presidential elections on December 24th. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.